As local and federal law enforcement officials comb through evidence at the temple, the scene of Sunday's mass shooting, Milwaukee's international community gathered in a downtown park to mourn the six people who died in the rampage and three more who remain in critical condition at area hospitals. For temple member Manpreet Kaur, the candlelight vigil came at a time of continued uncertainty.
It is very tough for a lot of people who have gone through. The kids, they were having a class at 10 a.m. around that time. We don't even know where are those kids. Somebody told me that there was a class and we are not sure where and what is happening.
Kaur heard about the vigil, which was hastily organized on the social media outlet Facebook, and came with her husband and daughter to seek comfort.
I appreciate what they are doing here. It tells me everyone is not bad. There's a community, there are people who support, and the first thing comes into mind is a humanity, not the religion.
I don't know any motive for why this took place, but if it has something to do with the way somebody looks, that's not the America I was taught that we live in.
Iron worker Randy Bryce joined the vigil by holding up part of a sign that spelled out, "Wisconsin Weeps." He says the incident was just as shocking to him as it was to those in the Sikh community.
I can't think of possibly why somebody would walk into that temple. They're celebrating a birth today, and it's a place where food is served free. Anybody that goes in there, everybody's welcome. A very peace-loving people, and it makes no sense.
India-born software engineer Deepak Narayan was also trying to make sense of what happened so soon after a shooting at a theater in Colorado that left 12 people dead and 70 others injured.
I was not expecting it to happen in Milwaukee. It's a peaceful city, but this can happen anywhere. I mean, Aurora, Colorado was a small city, I guess, and it can happen anywhere. And just reminds that life is fragile and just have to live each day to the fullest.
As law enforcement agents continue to search for clues that could provide insight into how the tragedy unfolded, many Sikhs in southeast Wisconsin were just beginning to deal with the shock of an incident that now puts their relatively small and close-knit community in the media spotlight. Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.